Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It is Friday, December 17th, 2010 here. End of the week. Thank goodness it's Friday. Getting into that final week before Christmas. If you're listening to us from here in Hawaii, if you don't get your packages mailed today, they will not reach the mainland in time for the Christmas holiday. And, of course, everybody's kind of getting into this whole relaxed mood. Kind of not an intense news day. I'm probably going to bounce around a lot and cover some less serious things here. And I want to start out right now with this Norwegian author by the name of Anne Ragde. Now, she is a very outspoken critic of content piracy, a tremendous supporter of the draconian methods being used by the recording and motion picture industries to catch and crush those gosh darn content thieves. And apparently, I guess her family had a little bit too much of her hypocrisy, because her son just blew the whistle on her. This outspoken critic of file sharing apparently has 1,800 illegally downloaded songs on her iPod. Now, I forget what the Recording Industry Association of America is charging per song, but it is quite a bit of money, and 1,800 illegally downloaded songs. That's going to be a whopping big fine. Something tells me, though, she will not be charged and prosecuted for that, because after all, she gets out there and she supports, you know, the rights of copyright holders and so forth, which I do too, and I want to be very, very clear about that. You know, if you respect the artists and the creative talents, you know, please, you know, the stuff is getting cheaper all the time. Buy a copy of the file and put it on your iPod or whatever. And, you know, you don't have the right to make copies of files without their permission. That's what a copyright means. But that being said, I definitely am opposed to the heavy-handed tactics being used by the content providers, especially including the hijacking of TSA to start scanning your laptops and your media players as you go through the airports looking for those illegally downloaded songs, because apparently Osama bin Laden is funding all of Al-Qaeda with stolen Michael Jackson music or something like that. So a little bit of the usual do as I say, don't do as I do, which we seem to get from a lot of the so-called leaders of our society. I remember, you know, Dr. Laura Schlesinger was going on, you know, telling women, oh, you shouldn't engage in premarital sex, and you should behave and keep your clothes on and everything. And then we find all these naked pictures of her from when she was having an affair back in the days of creative radio shows over at Dick Clark's place. It's just that kind of a situation where we see it all the time. Our so-called rulers and leaders will give out a set of rules we're supposed to follow that they don't follow themselves. That's what the social enslavement is. We're going to give the masses a whole bunch of rules to follow and a whole bunch of paperwork they got to fill out, and we're going to keep them distracted so that we can basically go on and do what we want to do. Whether it's Goldman Sachs looting, you know, your bank accounts, or Bank of America taking your homes, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on in the show here, or, you know, the U.S. government continuing to cave into Israel regarding Palestine, which is just delegitimizing the U.S. Congress in the eyes of the entire world. So we got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about today. We're going to bounce around. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we're coming up here on the end of this segment. We're going to be talking a little bit about the TSA. This thing is just getting more and more ridiculous. I mean, since I'm segueing into it, because TSA has taken as part of its task to scan your computers and media players for illegally downloaded content and to then impose fines on you forthwith. It's turning out that they're really not doing a very good job of anything that they're supposed to be doing, and we're going to be talking about that when they come on back. We already know they're out there just, you know, ogling the girls and looking at naked people, and just they're a bunch of perverts. And apparently last Tuesday, one of them got busted porn images on his computer. That's the kind of people the government is hiring to fondle your children and your wives and your daughter. We'll be right back.
Estrogen. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 40.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency. As we mentioned yesterday, the government is now openly admitting, yeah, you know, beating up on those travelers coming through the airport has really harmed tourism, but you know, we're the U.S. government, and we never admit error, and we're going to go on doing it. And if you're losing your tourism-based business, well, that's just a small price to pay in the war on terror. We're going to prove that we can destroy more of our own citizens than the terrorists ever could, just to prove that we're butch here. Anyway, over at Los Alamos, another scientist, Boyan Alexandrov at the Center for Nonlinear Studies, Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, has published yet another study that confirms what we were hearing out of MIT not too long ago. The terahertz scanners that the TSA is putting you through are damaging DNA. Now, the government insists they're safe because the energy level of the terahertz waves is not enough to tear the molecules apart, i.e. cook them. But what these researchers at Los Alamos and MIT are finding is that the terahertz waves start the molecules shaking, and after a while, the resonant effects start to tear them apart. And again, real-world example of this would be up at the old Tacoma Narrows Bridge. It was called Galloping Gertie. The bridge was built to take the stresses the government thought it was going to have to deal with. Then the wind comes along, and the bridge starts shaking, and the resonant effects tear it apart. And they say, oh, golly gee whiz, we didn't understand resonance effect, which is probably what they're going to say now. But what it comes down to is, once again, the government is telling you something is safe, and it isn't. And travelers, and especially the TSA workers standing there day after day after day after day, are having their skin DNA damaged. And skin cancer is one of the most lethal cancers there are out there. And I know the people from TSA who are listening to the show don't want to hear this, because they like fondling, you know, people and staring at naked girls all day long for like minimum wage, I guess, whatever they're paying over there. But you need to remember, back in the 1940s and the 1950s, the U.S. government insisted shoe store fluoroscopes were safe. The Surgeon General actually put out educational films encouraging the use of these shoe store fluoroscopes for proper shoe fitting and good foot health. And then in the 1960s, the shoe store salesman started dying of cancer. And even with this epidemic of cancer, it took till 1981 to get all of these shoe store fluoroscopes out of the stores. And maybe these young people working at TSA aren't old enough to remember that. And certainly the government is never going to tell them they screwed up that bad in the past. But we're in the same situation. Nobody understands the terahertz machines. Even the X-ray machines would not be allowed into hospitals under current safety rules. But they put them at the airport and they run you through back and forth and back and forth because Michael Chertoff and his investors are making a ton of money. And I'm sure from the point of view of the depleted Social Security Administration, the more Americans are dying off of cancer at a young age, the less they're going to have to come up with money to pay for retirement benefits. If you're a true loyal American, you will die on your last day of work and cease being a burden on the government. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. We've got Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, looking at, you're talking about this copyright infringement enforcement and stuff, and one of the issues that I wasn't sure exactly how easy this was done, but I suspected it, is device fingerprinting. And, mm-hmm. of course, the Wall Street Journal has some credibility when you consider that oftentimes they're publishing something that's, you know, kind of public relations or, you know, giving a free plug to a company that must be connected to them.
Yeah.
But, they had an article, I don't know, it's been a couple of months ago, about device fingerprinting, company that claims to have already got 1 billion devices in the world, fingerprinted. In other words, a way to, I guess, identify people when they log on, and, building a catalog of these guys, because advertisers want to target and specific access to individual people.
Well, that's the trend. You can do that through their IPs. There was a brief flirtation with serial numbers hardwired into CPUs. I don't know if they're still doing that.
No, that was Pentium 3, and that's what I was getting at. That was in 1999. Pentium 3, mm-hmm. that raised such a ruckus that they removed that, I think, from the next generation of Pentiums.
If you believe them, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we are hearing time and time again how the U.S. government has gone to these various manufacturers and software providers and encryption people and given them buku tax dollars to put in back doors and secret stuff. There's the big scandal over the NSA key. Now there's some questions being raised about the open BSD IPsec stack. There's a back door in there. We know that, Clipper was compromised because you only really needed one of the two keys to read the messages. DES, actually, the specification has what's called politely a work reduction packet, which is the original key for the message, re-encrypted in a way that the NSA can decode, and they'll have the message and the key, and they can just read it virtually instantaneously. The government does this all the time here, and this is why if you are a person who really does have secrets to keep, you shouldn't use a publicly available encryption system. You shouldn't even be connected to the internet is the bottom line here.
I think the courts call it no reasonable expectation of privacy. That's the ruling that they seem to enjoy when they put these opinions out. You have no reasonable expectation of privacy when you're on a public commercial worldwide web.
Well, the courts have reversed that, because just yesterday the federal court handed down a decision. This may go all the way to the Supreme Court,
yeah,
where they're saying basically that email has the same Fourth Amendment protections as regular traditional mail. Doesn't mean the government is going to stop scanning it. and reading it, they just won't be able to bring it into court.
Right. It's not. That's my point, is that they can do all this stuff, and if they don't, if they're not building a case against somebody to bring to court, then they don't care whether it's Fourth Amendment or not.
And, no, they don't. And the big concern that we all have, especially those of us who are small business owners or even big business owners, the government has got this huge, huge track record of stealing business information, proprietary secrets from private citizens, and giving it to their buddies or selling it or putting it online. There was a huge scandal when my wife and I were living up in Seattle, Washington. There was a big scandal where the FBI had come in and bugged the Asia-Pacific Economic Conference attendees, not for crime or terror or anything like that. They were getting blackmail information on them to use. They were finding out, you know, what they were expecting to sell things for so that American competitors could underbid them by just a few pennies. And just all this kind of industrial espionage, all paid for by U.S. tax dollars, all of it illegal, and all of it apparently continuing to this very day.
And you can find the report from the European Union where that is the very reason that they investigated Echelon before September 11th. This stuff was going on before the Patriot Act, and you can find a document of their draft report is online. I ran across it. Mm-hmm. But they people don't believe it exists. They think it's paranoia, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I know
there's
it
documents.
Exists.
There's documents.
When I was still working in film and TV, my biggest nightmare was, you know, going through an airport with a laptop full of my clients' information, which includes scenes from the TV shows that are not intended for public viewing. You know, some TSA or FBI idiot would copy my hard drive off, and the next week this stuff would be up at People Magazine or some other one of the fan websites. TSA guy'd get a couple of $100 for this kind of stuff because they're always offering rewards. And then I'd be in trouble with my clients because I'm not able to keep my data secure.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's why when you get into this thing where they say, well, you know, if you're doing nothing wrong, you've got nothing to be afraid of. Heck yes, you do. The biggest threat to your private data is the government itself. I mean, I lost count of how many FBI agents have been arrested and prosecuted for insider stock trading because they're looting information from guys' cell phones and laptops about they're bringing a new product to market. Oh, I better buy stock in that company. I can make a ton of money. And, you know, for everyone they've actually arrested, there's probably 100 who've gotten away with it scot-free.
Mm. Have you ever seen the Kentucky Fried movie?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I love that. I love that. I wish I could. Somebody should put it on the market. A game based on that fake commercial in there. A game for the entire family, scot free. It's hilarious. Anyway, I'll let you go, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, and thank you for the call. Yeah. At this point, assume that any dirty trick the government can play on you, they're going to play on you. And if you do have secrets to keep. If you are entrusted with proprietary information from your clients, you are justified in taking whatever steps you feel are necessary to secure that data, which is basically don't plug it into the internet unless you absolutely have to. And if you have to transmit it, you know, invest in some strong encryption that is not one of the standard packages that are being used. If you can write your own software, it's actually fairly easy to make a pretty robust encryption system. And, you know, if you're talking, you know, suspected of terror or nuclear trafficking, yeah, they're probably going to be able to break your encryption. But if all you're doing is passing around information about, oh, we messed up this shot on yesterday's set, they're really not going to be interested in it. What you want to do is to make it more trouble than it's worth for some loser at FBI or TSA to steal what you're working on and sell it off to one of the fan websites. That was always the big thing that we had to worry about. And, you know, and they're going to do this. Now, getting back to TSA, as I mentioned earlier in the show, last Tuesday, they arrested a TSA worker, now an ex-TSA worker, with 10,000 child pornography images on his computer. 10,000, that's a lot. That's not just R&D, that's not just idle curiosity, that's an addict. And this is the kind of people they're hiring to fondle our kids and our wives and our daughters. I mean, how can TSA be expected to detect a threat to the United States of America when they can't even police their own people? Now, when we come back, there's another embarrassment for TSA that just happened. We're going to be talking about that. We'll be right back.
Do you need help? Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the TSA, which is apparently so busy whacking off to child porn, searching for pirated music on your MP3 player, and staring at all the boobies that they can, that they're not actually doing their job. Apparently, there was this scandal where this Iranian-American businessman got onto a plane in Houston, got to his destination only to discover then that he had forgotten to remove his Glock pistol from his carry-on computer bag. And nobody spotted it. Nobody spotted it. This is not an isolated incident. Okay, testing at Newark Airport found that TSA screeners failed to detect concealed bombs and guns, practice ones. You know, Department of Homeland Security goes out and they're always running these little exercises where they'll pretend to be passengers and they'll put stuff in their luggage to see if TSA finds it. So over at Newark, TSA screeners failed to detect concealed bombs and guns 20 out of 22 times. Do you hear what I'm saying? The Department of Homeland Security's examiners and testers put 22 fake bombs and guns, training devices, in their luggage, and they got through TSA screening 20 times. Probably just stood behind the cute girls or something like that. USA Today revealed that undercover agents were able to smuggle simulated explosives and bomb parts through the Los Angeles International Airport 50 out of 70 times. 20 times they got caught. The other 50 they got through. That's better than 50-50. At Chicago's O'Hare Airport, they tried 75 times and succeeded getting through 45 times, which is better than LAX, but it's still better than half. Now, if there were real terrorists, and I don't mean these phonies like Adam Perlman and Joseph Cohen who steal a towel from the Holiday Inn and wrap it around their head and go, I'm Al-Qaeda, be afraid of me. If there were real terrorists out there, better than 50-50 chance getting on the airplane is a risk they'd take. They're willing to blow themselves up and commit suicide anyway. So what they could do is go to the security gate, and if the TSA detects the bomb, set it off there. Blow up the security gate. Because from the point of view of the so-called terrorists that we're told are out there who hate us, they accomplish the same thing. They disrupt travel. The actual objective, the socio-political intent of the terror attack is identical, whether you're blowing up the plane or blowing up the gate. But it's not happening. We're not seeing, you know, all we get are the phonies, the crotch bomber, the Bandini bomber, all of these staged incidents, you know, which are just, they're public relations to get us to go along with, you know, millions and millions of dollars worth of these security systems. And meanwhile, real guns and fake bombs are getting right past the TSA people. It's an absolute joke. Michael Chertoff is getting rich. The TSA workers are all going to die of cancer.
Ooh, let's all feel bad for the TSA workers.
And nobody wants to stand up and say, look, this is completely wrong. It's destroying our tourism. It's making the United States a laughingstock around the world. We've become the new Nazi empire. Now they're going to have random bag checks on the Washington subways. Now, why did we bother defeating Hitler if we were going to simply adopt their policies into the United States anyway? Total surveillance, concentration camps, use of torture, war started with lies, and a targeted ethnic group to blame all the problems on. All we're missing are the armbands. Why did we waste all that money and all of those lives stopping Hitler just to turn around and start living exactly the way Nazi Germany did? It doesn't make any sense. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security, the same Department of Homeland Security, which is absolutely unapologetic at having destroyed America's tourism economy with these abusive behaviors, is now coming up with the no-work list. You will need to get government approval to work in private sector jobs. Obviously, you need government approval to work in government jobs, but now they're extending that. If you want to go to work in a private sector job, your employer has to get permission from the government to hire you. Oh, look at that guy's house. Man, that's got to be worth, you know, almost $1 million. Boy, the banks could sure use that, you know, because they're dealing with all that fraud and stuff. We need that house. All right, just tell the government he can't be hired. And he's out of work and out of unemployment, and we can take his house and we can recapitalize the banks with it. We've become the Fourth Reich right here in the United States of America. We completely waste of time, World War II, because we've turned into that which we supposedly were opposed to. And if that is not enough proof, we've got, you know, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates out there saying public opinion can't stop the Afghan war. He has just declared the United States of America a military dictatorship. We're going to start wars with anybody we want. You can't complain about it. Your job is to fork over the money and the lives of your children to fight that war, and you have no say in the matter whatsoever. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. We are now officially a military dictatorship, according to Secretary of Defense Robert Gates. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Day of global warming, Al Gore gets you need hydrogen harvest. $4 yes, 3 fill automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Moment documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go back to the phones. We've got John in Austin, Texas. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike.
Aloha.
Aloha. And, you know, all the, it's like they've drawn a great big target on the middle class. And this is...
Because the poor don't have any money.
Well, yeah. And you know, and it's almost... If you look at how when the Nazi Party and Hitler rose to power, they targeted a lot at the German, what would be the German middle class at that time, and mm-hmm. the children. And, you know, we're going to have very quickly a generation of children that this is going to be normal.
Well, that is unfortunately the problem. Is after a while, you know, the idea is that, you know, we'll crush them all down, and after a while they'll just think this is the new normal. We're already even hearing that expression in writing about the state of the economy, and they're saying, oh, it's going to get better, it's going to get better. Now they're saying, no, it's not going to get better, but this is the new normal, so get used to it.
Right.
And most people are very unhappy with that. But
the problem, Mike, is for everyone like you and I who are not going to put up with this, there's thousands of people that just put up with it. And I can't
that,
understand.
That might be true here in the United States of America,
but
obviously, it's not true in Europe. I mean, they're throwing firebombs at the police, and they're stoning one of the ex-ministers. Now, what I'm starting to hear from a lot of reader letters across the United States is there are protests starting to happen in the United States, and the big TV network media is not reporting on it. Because
well, yeah.
they don't...
Down here in Austin, they've had council meetings about putting in the screens, you know, the radar.
Scanners,
thank you. And people have organized protests for that. Austin City Council is being, looks like they're swaying against doing it. But then the TSA just goes, well, that's nice, and we'll do it anyway. And there's, I don't know what it's going to take. I truly don't. To get people fired up enough to really take some action against this. And
well, I'll tell you right now what is going to do it, and this is why we're having, you know, we're seeing all this propaganda on the media as a distraction, and why the U.S. government is so desperate to start a war with anybody, North Korea, China, Iran, Australia, Canada even, is because more and more Americans who are, have lost their homes or are on the verge of losing their homes are coming to understand that the government intentionally crashed the job market so the bankers could come in and grab up all the homes to recapitalize themselves to cover the losses from having to buy back all those fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. And they're trying, the government and the banks are trying to release the news a little tiny bit at the time in the hope that they'll get it out there and people that won't reach that flashpoint of being angry. You know, now they're admitting, yeah, the mortgage-backed securities, some of them were fraudulent. Now they're admitting, yeah, they're having to buy a bunch of them back. And now we're going to be covering a couple of stories here in the very near future where people who don't even have mortgages are being foreclosed on. There's another story where a bank was trying to sell a foreclosed home to a guy, and he found out they didn't even own it. It's just they're not even paying attention to the rules. It's grab a house and sell it because we need the money to save ourselves from insolvency because those gosh darn foreign bankers figured out how we were trying to put the screws to them.
I understand, but who's got the money to buy them?
No. Nobody has money to buy them, but they plunge you back into debt. And on the balance sheet, that debt becomes an asset.
Right, and they bundle the debt, and it's the new...
A home that is paid off or mostly paid off is absolutely worthless to the banks. But a home that's just been resold and has, you know, 30 years of debt piled on top of it, that looks really good on the balance sheet.
Yeah. But, you know, Mike, it's just so frustrating. You see all this going on and you feel the target on your back trying to find work. I've been actively hard trying to find work since March.
They don't want you to have work. The government does not want you to have a job. That's why they gave those tax credits to the corporations to offshore all the high-paying jobs. The government wants you out of work so the banks can take your property and your assets, your home and your business, because that's the only thing propping up what's left of our economy right now. It's wealth confiscation. Roosevelt did the same thing in 1933 with gold. This time they're doing it in a very clever, roundabout way to trick you into thinking it's your own fault, instead of the government coming in and saying, I'm sorry, we got to take all your homes and then sell them back to you again to refinance the banks. It's like the earlier bailouts. They took trillions of dollars of public money and gave it to the banks so the banks could loan it back to the public at interest. It's a scam. It is a fraud. It is utter exploitation of the American people, and now they've done it twice, first with the bailouts, now with the mortgages. And next, they're going to find something else to try and do it with. This country's economy cannot exist except for fraud right now, because we've lost everything else that we could make money with. Our manufacturing has gone into a 30-year decline. Our agriculture is totally destroyed by all this environmental activism and the genetically modified seeds, which are not producing very good yields right now. The United States used to be breadbasket to the world. We were selling wheat to Russia. Now the nation is a net importer of food. We can't even produce enough food to feed ourselves, let alone sell to anybody else.
I know it. And you were talking about starting another war. I don't know if you saw, I got a little AP blurb across my phone that a third missile had hit Pakistan with 54 dead. And I'm trying, you know, what's this all, you know, is that going to be the the third front in the Middle East. And
whatever they can get. I think they're taking the spaghetti approach. They're flinging weapons everywhere, and they're hoping somebody's going to reply and say, that does it, we're going to go to war, and Obama can say, yes, we've got another war. Forget all about the old wars we can't win. Forget about the economy. Forget about the Gulf oil spill. Forget about all this other stuff. We've got a war. You all have to salute the flag, and you've got to pay higher taxes because there's a war on, and you better kiss your kids goodbye because we need to throw them into that meat grinder that we've got running all across the planet.
I would like to think, personally, that if we started another war or got drug, however it comes down, that the American people would stand up en masse and say, no, enough's enough.
Well, frankly, I think we're overdue. I mean, looking at what's going on in Europe, you know, I don't know what's going on with the American people, whether we're being drugged or, you know, the cell phone radiation has numbed our brains or what's going on. But it's obvious that the American people, you know, are not responding to the stresses on their lives the way people in virtually every other nation in the West are doing it. Iceland's kicked out of government. You've got riots in Britain and Greece and France and Spain and Portugal and on and on and on. And the United States of America, you know, I don't know what it is. If something in the food, something in the water, something that's coming in over the air, I don't know. But the non-response of the American people is atypical. It's not normal. It's not what you would expect. Something is acting to inhibit us all.
You know, Mike, could it be just confusion? We get so many contradictory messages on almost every topic that comes up.
I don't think so, because anytime you have a poll that is run by somebody that doesn't have an agenda to push, the numbers are coming back. 4 out of 5 Americans know the country is heading into bad directions. 3 out of 4 people don't want the wars anymore. The American people know what's going on and they know what they want, but there's something inhibiting their actions. And I'm at the point of thinking it's got to be pharmacological or something else that's going on that is just, you know, maybe it's all these little, you know, Bluetooth headsets in our ears are cooking the part of the brain, you know, that would, allow us to feel rage and anger, because that's what's missing in our society. We're not able to get angry, and we have to get angry before we're ever going to fix anything. I got to let you go. The phone lines are loading up. We're running out of time for our WWCR audience, so thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over real quick to John in Florida. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what does it take the entire population of the United States to get justice? It's almost incredible how much you have to do to get anywhere. We've got all these people in office, our judicial system, police force, and we can't get any justice out of any of them. I mean, they're still looking under the rug for Kennedy. And we've got like TSA, NSA, the prison system, Viper teams. We had Enron. You know, the whole U.S. government. I mean, there's so many people that are just involved that aren't really doing anything, and everything is based on a perceived threat. If you notice, this perceived threat, we have to have all this stuff because there's some kind of threat out there, the biggest boogeyman on earth. It was like when people were starving to death, they said in Europe and stuff, you know, we had 20 million buffalo running over to the United States. You know, it was just, it was an incredible feast if you just knew what was going on. But people.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things going on. I got to cut in here a little bit because we're running out of time here. The situation here is that all governments over time become corrupt, and all governments seek to destroy the middle class, because historically it is from the middle class that revolution and opposition to oligarchy and plutocracy will arise. The French Revolution grew out of their middle class. The American Revolution grew out of America's emerging middle class. The Soviet Union created a system that simply erased the middle class right from the start. It's one of the reasons why they perpetuated as long as they did. And, you know, this is why, as our government becomes more fascist, they're targeting the middle class. As I said before, the poor don't have anything left to take, so they're targeting the middle class for their wealth. But also because any organized resistance to the government is going to come from the middle class, who have got a little bit of money left over with which to fund political movements, or if it comes, push comes to shove, you know, outright combat. So you know, that's what's going on there. Okay, John, the lines are really loading up, and I want to get to these two calls before we lose our WWCR audience. So we're going to switch over to Byron in Canada. Aloha, Byron. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you asked the question, what's wrong with America, why they're not revolting and whatever. And I'll tell you what, just look real quick. It's called brainwashing. And I'm going to say something I know maybe you won't agree with, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
It starts right in grade school. And, you know, I was born in the States, but when I was very young, we come to Canada. But I remember going to a country school, and before class, we recited the Pledge of Allegiance. And when we come to Canada, they didn't have anything like that in their school. And then I thought, well, you know, we should have that. We need to be more patriotic Canadians. And after, you know, time goes by, and you kind of wonder, you know, this is a form of brainwashing where, you know, you're indoctrinated from such an early age that you don't want to do anything against the government, because he was taught from an early age that, you know, it's the best government, the greatest in the world, and you know, you just, the people, they won't do anything about it. I mean, and that's why it's just that early brainwashing that we get in school.
Well, you know, I've commented on this before, because, you know, we are given these beliefs, these things to believe in at a very early age, whether it's belief in benevolent government, a belief in the gods, belief in Santa Claus, belief in the Easter Bunny, and our personality grows up around those beliefs. They become the core and foundation of our identity. That's why we talk about people becoming that which is believed in. We have people running around this country, and they don't say, I support the Republican platform. They say, I am a Republican. I am a Democrat. I am a Christian. They become that which is believed in. They lose their own separate personality in that process of becoming the thing that is believed in. And I understand that that is definitely a major part of the problem. But at some point, you have to have a crisis of faith. When the ministers molest enough kids, people stop going to church. When the government takes enough of your homes, you're going to stop supporting that government. And, you know, we need to be on that way. But we're seeing this already all across Europe. Why is it not happening here? Because we know those governments in Europe engage in the same kind of propagandistic brainwashing of their kids in their youngest educational levels. So there's something else going on there, I think. And Byron, I hate to do this. I got to let you go. I want to get this one more call before the break. So Lee in Georgia, aloha. Lee, come into the show. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To pick up where Byron left off, I agree, partly.
Okay.
It is brainwashing to a degree, but I see it another way. It's real simple.
That is definitely a part of it, and there are people who are obviously going to be afraid of the government, but it's more deep than that. There are people who are afraid of facing themselves. And
exactly.
Back when the torture scandal broke, and I said, if you don't, you know, anybody who doesn't draw the line now and say, this is as far as I go, and you get lured across that line into saying, yeah, I guess torture is okay, then you're psychologically trapped. You can never go back, because then you have to deal with what you yourself became in supporting Der Führer. And
yeah,
that's where the most fanatical support of tyranny comes from. People who got suckered in, lured across into compromising their own morality and principles, and now the leader must be correct, because if the leader is bad, then I must be bad, and I can't be bad. And that's where you get the real fanatical nutcase support for government policy.
Yeah. Well, I wish I knew more people like me, because here in my area, we've stepped things up. We've got horses and stuff, you know, we ride and things like that, but now we have taken our horses back to training and preparing our horses for what's really coming, and we never thought that we'd ever be stepping up to retrain our horses.
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying, and there are a lot of people, you know, I still am of the opinion that the most likely outcome of this crisis is going to be the collapse of the United States government, much
yep.
as the way USSR collapsed. And we're going to
have that happens. Just look at Pravda's statement. What Pravda said, you said that we now get to see America do exactly what Soviet Russia did to itself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I do agree that that is exactly where we're going to go, and we're going to go through a period of confusion when the economy and the government at the national level are gone, and then we're going to form a new country, and things will be as good for us as they are for the Russian republics. I mean, Putin, after he kicked out the oligarchs and sent them all back to Israel, Russia paid off their debt from the creation of their new government in 3 years. We'd love to have the same situation here. So the time to start planning what kind of a country we're going to have after the U.S. government is gone is now, because otherwise there'll be no end of carpetbaggers coming into town and saying, I got a new government for you here. Just sign your life away on this dotted line and we'll plug the new government in and all will be happy. And I think most of those carpetbaggers are going to be coming from the United Nations, because they're drooling. They're drooling over the possibility that if the U.S. government collapses, that they can convince everybody to have a global fascist economic dictatorship. And definitely, we don't want to go down that road. Okay?
Exactly.
All right. All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break here for some commercials. Coming on back with the last segment of hour number one. During hour number two, we're going to be getting another call from that foreclosure lawyer down in Florida who joins our show from time to time. And we'll be talking about how to defend your home. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
To What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappens.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as we head into the weekend and the week before Christmas, of course, all of those Wall Street guys are getting these billion-dollar bonuses. And these are companies that got billions and billions of dollars from you, the taxpayer. Supposedly to repair the economy. And the economy's not being repaired, and they're just sticking the money in their pockets. Meanwhile, we are finding out now that banks are selling foreclosed homes that they don't even have the titles to. Because of that whole paperwork mess and MERS and everything, and the banks are just saying, ah, to heck with it. You know, we know it's foreclosed. We think we own it. We'll just go ahead and sell it. And we'll take the money and put it on the balance sheet. And so there's an article about that linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com where the home buyer just said they don't have title. They can't be selling this thing, and they are. And there's another story that I put up there, and we've reported on this already earlier this year, where homeowners are being foreclosed on by banks they don't owe any money to, and it may not even owe any money anywhere. Somebody just sits and says, oh, we're not seeing any payments coming in from this guy. He must be in arrears. And they start the foreclosure proceedings, and nobody's checking. We've had testimony from the people signing the foreclosure payment papers at the mortgage companies. They're not actually checking if the loans are deficient or not. A lot of these mortgage companies are now basically saying that however much you still owe on the house, you got to pay it. You know, we're going to, you know, you got to pay off your balance. We're not going to let you go on making the payments because your credit report is down or whatever excuse. And they'll basically say, we're going to call in the rest of the loan. And of course, nobody has that kind of money around, or they pay off their house. And it just goes on and on and on. This is wealth confiscation. The banks went on a gambling binge starting in 1999 with the repeal of Glass-Steagall by the U.S. Congress. They said, we're going to turn mortgage-backed securities into the next big moneymaker. And everybody in Congress, you can invest with us, and we'll make you rich beyond dreams of King Midas. Congress said, yee-haw, we'll go along with that. We'll even vote through an $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers to just get the suckers into the front end of this thing and front-load it with all kinds of fresh mortgages. And they had a huge bubble, and the insiders made tons and tons of money, and they sold these mortgage-backed securities all over the world to Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse and the Bank of England and Bank down in Australia and to pension funds all across the United States and around the world. And when these mortgage-backed securities didn't perform, didn't produce the revenue stream that everybody said they would, hey, these are AAA. Remember they were claiming this is all going to be wonderful? And those banks started getting into trouble, and they started having their own local economies got destroyed by the losses coming out of these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. And now the banks have turned around the rest of the world and said, look, what you sold us is not what you said it was. This is fraud. And you will buy back these mortgage-backed securities and make good on the losses. And so the banks are saying, okay, you caught us. And that's what they're doing. And now they're admitting to it. They admit they're buying back the toxic mortgage-backed securities. They're not admitting their fraud yet, although Bank of America is starting to admit fraud in other related areas, municipal bonds. And they're buying them back. And the only way they can get the real wealth to cover the losses is confiscated from the American people. That is the very essence of fascism. The banks are destroying private home ownership in this country because they need those houses more than you do. And that's what's going on. And you need to understand that's what's going on in order to finally find that anger and rage in there to throw off this yoke of servitude and exploitation. We're going to take a station break. We'll be right back in a minute.
It's true.